Thanks for calling IHOP on Grant Night 10. This is Chris speaking.
Hello, this is Rex. I'm calling from America.
Okay.
You guys are receiving a supply today, this morning, I believe. Has our driver made it there already?
Yes, they're here right now.
Okay. One of those cases has E. coli in it. So we're we're wanting to make sure we waive that off.
Okay.
Yeah, it's we have our own laboratory that does we do our own testing on bacterias and plagues and stuff like that here in our own lab, you know. And
would you
Huh?
Well, would you like to talk to them, because they probably know where?
Yeah, sure.
It's at okay. 1 second.
America, yeah, they're on the phone. One of these cases, I guess, has E. coli. Do you guys want to talk to them? You guys probably know.
Okay.
My voice. Hello?
Yeah, hi. I'm glad I caught you. This is Rex of the corporate office. Which items are you delivering now? Which you should have, I guess, if at least one case of something there.
One case of something?
Yeah, there's a case of something that has E. It tested positive for E. coli. We got it on the telefax about 3 minutes ago. And we need a recall.
Well, we just really started delivering, so...
You got some produce there?
Yeah, we got produce.
Yeah, no produce.
We haven't delivered it yet.
All produce is hands-off. All produce is hands-off. Wave off.
All produce?
Yeah, no produce. Okay. No produce. Let them know, and I'll explain it to them, but yeah, they're going to have to... Yeah, there's, I guess, Listeria and E. coli and a whole lot of that produce is going out. Yeah, you can't deliver any produce today. The best thing for you to do is to come back to headquarters. Can you do that?
The thing is, this is the last stop.
That's your last stop? Well, are you headed to headquarters right after this then?
Yeah.
Oh, you need to come in because we got to go through your manifest for the day and see what you sent where. We're trying to track it down.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
All right, yeah, no produce and get your ass back over here, okay?
Okay.
All right, see you. Bye.
I'm not playing no fucking games, dude.
I fuck you, son of a bitch.
Stop making us get the coin. You're out of your crazy mind.
You ain't getting no goddamn dollars.
I'll fuck you all night long.
Just my pussy.
Why don't you piss off?
You're listening to the Madhouse Radio Prankcast.
Denny's and Altamont. Hey. Free Monday and Tuesday from 4 to 10. This is Sandy. Is
it going
to be for carryout?
This is for, carryout, because I got a lot of shit I got to do today, and I'm running late for work. I got to pick that shit up.
Excuse me?
I got a lot of shit I got to do today, and I'm running late for fucking work.
You can hold, please, just a moment.
I got to get a fucking order in, because I can't cook my dinner this morning. Hello? She didn't like that. Thanks, Turbo, for the... Turbo gave info for that first call we did. Thank you. Busy.
Denny's and Altamont with Kizzy Free Monday and Tuesday from 4 to 10.
I need to make a takeout order.
I'm sorry?
I need to make a takeout order.
Okay, one moment, please.
Yeah, we don't want you to
Hurry up, it's Veterans Day.
Okay, your name, please?
Yeah, my name is Rex.
And what can I get for you then?
What do you have for Veterans Day? What's free? Because I'm a veteran, and I call and get free shit, basically.
Okay, well, we have a Build Your Own Slam where you can pick any four items, but it's dine-in only, so you would have to come in and eat. You can't do a takeout for that.
Well, in theory, I can come in, right, and you bring the food, and then I say, put it in a box, motherfucker, like that, and you hurry up, right?
Okay, so you can watch your language, but no,
yeah,
you can't do that.
Yeah, you can. You can put, I can't take my food with me?
Sir, it's for dining only.
Yeah, but I'll have a few bites, and then say I'm going to have the rest later, and I'll take it with me. I'm a veteran. I'm a veteran. Okay, why are you doing this to me? I'm a veteran. I was a POW. Why are you doing this to me? I'm a veteran.
Okay, and I understand that. We still have rules and regulations, and part of that is that we have dine-in only.
Well, how come I've been there before, and I've been like, I can't finish my Grand Slam. Can I get a box? And you're like, no problem. Here you go. Here's a box. Here's a container for the syrup.
Okay, so if that's what you would like to do, then fine.
Yeah, so I'm going to have one bite, and yeah, and can I, so I want to have...
Is there anything else that I can help you with?
Yeah, I'd like...
If you're going to come in, then come in and eat.
I'm going to eat the counter. I'll put my order in now so it's ready when I get there.
No, you can't do that. You have to.
Yes, you can. You can put it on. Listen, don't give me the African American attitude, okay? Just.
Is there anything else?
I want the plate on the counter when I get there. I'm a veteran.
Okay.
I'm a veteran. Okay. I'll go to every single veteran in this town if you don't do it. I swear to God.
Okay, sir.
Okay, I'm gonna do it.
Is there anything else that I can help you with?
Today? I'm just joking. I like free shit. I'm a veteran, motherfucker, and I'm drunk. I've been drinking. We drink on Veterans Day. Veterans.
Do you?
Yeah, the night before. So we've been out. We were doing blow and drinking a lot. We got a keg of Killian's Red. Oh fuck yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're all coming out. There's about 20 of us vets. We're coming down there. We're drunk as fuck, and we're going to be down there. We're going to be fucking and doing coke and drinking beers. And
okay,
fucking
sir,
eating.
I'm sorry, but I have things to do. Is there anything else I can help you? If you're going to come in,
yeah,
you know
how many
come in and eat.
How many vets can come in there and fuck you?
Okay, have a good day.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
Day, this is
hey, woman, I'm a veteran. What do you got for free?
Huh?
I'm a veteran, damn it. What do you have for free today?
Nothing. Especially not for people that's rude like
you. Don't have shit for veterans, motherfucker, you?
Hell no.
Well, can
Thank
I...
Thank you. Have a great day.
Can I fuck you? This is weird. This isn't a particularly ghetto area that I'm calling. How come they're... Well, I'll take that back. This kind of is turning into one. When I last lived here. Hello?
Thank you for calling Steak and Shake. This is Strawberry. How can I help you?
Hey, Starbuck. I'd like to make an order.
Yes, I guess.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, Starbuck. I'd like to make an order.
Okay.
Are you ready yet?
Cracker doodles? Yes.
You're giving me like a lot of Negro attitude. What's up with that?
Well, it's like I'm only half black because I got freckles.
Oh, is that why they call you Strawberry?
Uh-huh.
Oh, shit. That's cute. That's hella cute. I like that. Fuck yeah. Hey, I'm a vet. So you guys don't have anything free for vets today?
We got pickled dog in the back.
Pickled dog? Yeah, all right. Yeah, are you a top or a bottom? I gets down like that. Are you a top or a bottom? Just tell me. I'm a vet. You can give me a little bit of ass, you know, if you guys don't have nothing. I'll fuck you. I'll take you. You know where the movie theater is?
Are you really that bored right now, bro?
You know the parking garage next to the movie theater? It's obvious you're gay.
Yeah, sure.
You're effeminate. I know
no,
you are.
She just straight-handed the phone.
You're effeminate black. I know. That's your ethnicity, right? Effeminate black? Why are you so angry? I'm just trying to give you some dick. What's the problem? Don't act like you don't want it. Don't act like you don't want it. Don't act like you don't want it!
You have reached the Sprint voicemail box of...
Hey, can I get your cell phone number at least? There he goes.
America Loves and Dunkin's. Jennifer, how can I help you today?
Yeah, hi. I'd like to make an order.
Order for?
One coffee.
Just one coffee?
Well, there's more, yeah. I need 12 donuts.
Give me just a second, because I have a whole line, too.
Ah, shit! That's why I'm fucking calling, because there's fucking nasty people in the fucking line.
Okay, is a dozen donuts, sir? And what else?
Well, do you know what donuts I want?
You can tell me.
Yeah, these ones right here. These right here. These right here.
Okay.
You know what donuts these are?
No.
I pull my pants down and I'm looking at my ass in the mirror.
I'm sorry.
I pull my pants down and I'm looking at my ass in the mirror. No classes on Veterans Day. Never mind. I was right. This place, Panera Bread, probably really busy right now. Right before 8.
Can't tell you how many times I gotta have bosses stop here on the way into work and get a big-ass bag of bagels. Like 4 different types of flavor cream cheeses and a big box of coffee and a bunch of cups. It's so unhealthy. They still do that where I work now. I hate that shit. Don't bring that shit in because I want to eat it, motherfucker. I'm trying to lose weight. I'm on the diet machine. I lost another 5 pounds. I hit goal number one, so I purposely took not a big break. I just had a few meals that were enough to keep me from really losing weight for like 2-3 weeks. And then I started it again. I heard that's a good... There's a theory out there that it helps your metabolism. It keeps it keeps it on its toes instead of just adapting to your diet. If you're confused and like all of a sudden you start eating a little bit shitty again, it's like, oh, wait, we're going to get this shit again, yeah. All right. I'll try something else. We'll get that shit again. You know? We'll do that shit. Well, if classes are suspended, but there's still a lot of people on campus. I'm sure there's still at least a few. I don't know. I don't remember how that works. I can try to call the... I know there's a really annoying coffee shop that got put in the library that sucked. It sucked because it was really loud. It was on the first floor. It was really loud. All you hear is wah, all fucking day from milkshakes and lattes and shit being made. It used to be kind of chill on the first floor, and it just became a big bustling fucking storefront instead. First floor of a library. You walk right in, and right to the right, there's a big fucking coffee shop. Surprisingly enough, not a Starbucks, because they seem to have like a hold. I think this one, since it's in the library, I think the university's running it themselves. Here's the Barnes & Noble on campus. That was the first Starbucks coffee I ever had, was at this Barnes & Noble. Shit, let's call it. They do say closed today for Veterans Day. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. But I'm guessing they're closed. Barnes & Noble is closed. These guys are closed.
Thank you for calling Java City in the UCF Library. We are unable to answer the phone, and we'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you.
I'm coughing. That's bullshit, because I don't think I ever got Veterans Day off. But again, that was pre the wars. So, that might be what. I think that was a product of the peacetime. The Pax Americana of the 80s and 90s. Alright. Back to the map. Stupid Veterans Day.
Having a great day. It's Subway Katie.
Yeah, hi. I want to make an order.
Okay. Hold on one sec. What can I get for you?
One bread.
I'm sorry?
One bread.
What kind of bread?
Sandwich bread. The foot-long bread.
So just just white bread?
Yeah.
All right. What kind of sandwich?
No, just bread. Just bread.
Just bread.
Yeah, I just want some bread. I want to dip it in some butter.
How many pieces?
How many pieces?
Like, you just want one piece of bread.
How many pieces in one space?
Excuse me?
How many spaces are in one piece? My bad. How many spaces are in one piece?
I don't understand space. Like, it's 12 inches. So there's 12 inches.
Yeah, but spaces.
I have no idea what you mean. Is this a joke?
No. No, I just need the bread.
I have no idea what you mean.
I don't like the insides. I just eat the breads.
Okay, so I'll just give you, just come in and get a piece of bread then.
Well, I'll have to order it, please.
You don't have to order it. It's just one piece
you
of bread.
You bake your bread.
I understand that, but we're baking it anyway, so I don't have to, like, bake it specifically.
Okay.
You see what I mean?
I also need one meat.
Excuse me?
One meat.
One meat?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of... So, do you want a sandwich?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah? Hello?
Okay, what kind of meat?
Cold meat.
Cold cut? Okay.
Well, you know your cold meat that you have there?
They're all cold, sir.
Yeah, the pork one.
The pork?
Yeah.
We don't have pork.
Oh, shit. You don't have any pork at all?
We have ham, I thought you wanted, straight up. We have ham, salami.
Yeah, pork. That's it, pork.
Bacon.
Pork. Yeah, pork.
Okay, which one of those?
Make a pork sandwich.
I can't just make a pork sandwich. It's a ham sandwich, a salami sandwich, a bacon sandwich, and you have to specify here.
Well, put all your pork in one sandwich, one breads. One breads with,
it's gonna cost,
one bread
it's
with...
It's going to end up costing, two.
Three porks. Three porks.
Three porks.
Yep, three porks.
It's going to be an excessive sandwich.
How's it going to be an excessive sandwich? I'm just asking for bread and meat.
Because it's extra for extra meat.
Oh, come on. You got pork. I'm just asking for one thing. Pork.
I get that, sir, but there are three different meats, and you're not specifying which one you would like.
You're saying yourself.
So if I put
different...
all three on there, then I have to account for all
no,
three.
No. It's not like that. No. It's not like that.
It is like that.
No.
How is it like then?
I like it cold. I don't like it toasted.
I didn't ask that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you asked me how I like it. I said I don't like it toasted. I like it cold.
No, you
all right, thank
like
you.
That, so.
I'll pull forward then to the first window.
Sure, you do that.
All right, I'll be right there. Thank you.
Farm Department House, how can I help you?
Yeah, you're an excessive sandwich.
Excuse me?
You're an excessive sandwich.
Did you bring her up for a steak bagel?
You're an excessive sandwich. McDonald's, everybody. Yeah, my name is Rex. I work at a construction yard. Y'all got that hot dog station with the hambu?
I'm sorry, say that again.
I work at a construction crew. I'm picking up hot dogs and coffee for everybody. I just want to see how many hot dogs you got in that warmer.
How many do you need?
Well, we got 30 people I want to get for as many people as I can. Can I put in an order for 20 of them?
Okay.
I want to make an order for 20 people. I'll tell you what they want.
Yeah, okay. Give me one moment.
All right. And thank you.
So you want 20 hot dogs?
Well, no. It's an order. It's 20 people we're feeding. I'll tell you what we're going to get them. Hello? They all want the same thing. I'm going to tell you what it is. Are you there waiting on me, or am I waiting on you?
Yeah, I'm waiting on you.
Oh, well, I didn't know because you didn't say so. All right. All right, yeah, so I need 20 on 4.
20, say that again, 20 what?
$20 on pump 4.
$20 on pump 4?
Yeah.
Are you outside now?
Yeah, I don't want to come inside. Put 20. Go ahead and put it at $20 for pump 4. I don't have time for the beginning.
No,
going
you
inside.
Can't do that. You
oh, come on. I don't have time to be going inside, motherfucker. Come on. I'm late for work.
Good morning. Thank you for calling Starbucks Castleberry. This is Daniela. I'm help you.
Yeah, I'm calling ahead of an order for 20 people in my office.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Do you have the mobile app? Because it might be easier to just...
No! No.
Excuse me?
No!
Okay. And what would be your order then, sir?
It's very easy. I need you to make 20 venti hot coffees.
Would you just like a coffee traveler, sir?
Fine!
Excuse me?
Fine!
Sir?
That works fine.
So you want 2 coffee travelers?
Yes, and then I want you to turn around, take the coffee travelers, and shove them up your ass!
Okay. Goodbye.
Bye. That is stressed out manager of a car sales lot. Of a high sales new car lot. New car dealership. That's what he's like. Yes!
Having a great day. This is Casper. Mark speaking. How can I help you?
Duh. I'd like to make an order. I'd like to make an order, please.
Okay, what can I get for you today?
I need one of these right here.
One of what?
I'm showing it right now on the phone. One of these.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm just pointing at the picture.
I don't know what you mean.
Well, I have the menu and I'm pointing at the picture.
Okay. Your sir will be right with you.
No, I'm not there. I'm calling for pickup. Takeout.
Okay.
Takeout order.
I really can't see the menu right now.
I can describe it.
Okay. Hold on.
I can tell you what it is from the picture. He said, hold on, panicked, and hung up. And he will now walk far away and act busy so someone else picks up the phone. My guess. Or someone just won't answer. Yeah, per the chat room, Acres. Yeah, Google Maps, it's called the offline mode. And usually, I think it's wherever you map at, it usually downloads. It'll go based off the latest download for that area, I think. It might get an update, like, for the national map, I think. Kind of like how those old Garmin GPS things worked. I guess they're still out there. They still work, but where you would just download a large update that had all the maps for the contiguous United States. I think that's how it works. It just downloads that data. So you don't have to rely on data signal. All you need is your gaps. Gaps. That's what you need, your gaps. Turn on your gaps.
Good morning. Thank you for calling back.
Turn on your gaps!
Huh?
Turn on your gaps! Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I'd like to make a takeout order, please.
Hello?
Yeah, I'd like to make a takeout order, please.
Sure.
And don't,
right
give,
ahead.
Don't give me the Hispanic attitude, okay? I work at a car lot. I'm the manager at a busy high sales car lot. I'm making an order for 20 employees.
Okay, hold on 1 second. I'm going to let you,
damn it.
Randy, take your order.
Yeah, right.
Hi there, how you doing?
Hey, boy, how you doing?
What can I get for you?
Yeah, I need 20 orders of the same thing. To go. This is for a man. I'm a manager at a car lot. Why are you laughing?
A manager at a car lot.
And why are you laughing? Hey, do you know what? Okay, I'm ready. I have the order.
I hope you're ready.
Yeah, one labia.
Oh, my God. You are, like, off your chain this morning.
Labia. I'm a veteran. What's free? I'm coming in.
I don't think you can get it for free.
Yeah, I can.
You got to come in here and eat.
Is it your pussy?
You are so disgusting.
How much is it? I'm a veteran. I've been drinking all night, and I'm still up, and I'm still awake, and I've been drinking.
You're kidding.
Yeah, I've been doing cocaine and stuff. Yeah, I'm a vet.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I was in the shit.
I bet.
Yeah.
So, seriously, what are you going to have?
One chicken.
A chicken?
Yes, a whole chicken.
I don't do whole chicken.
I'm going to fuck it. Can we put all the pieces together, make a whole chicken, and I'll fuck it?
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Okay. I'm going to go fuck a chicken. I'm going to fuck him right... I got a chicken in my fridge. I'm going to take him out and fuck him right now.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
All right. Would you like to hear that?
I'm sorry?
Here we go.
I'm ready.
Here I go.
Thank you for calling. I have Pastor Barry. May I help you?
Yeah, hi. Do you have anything free for veterans like me today?
We do, as long as you bring your ID, dear.
What do I get?
3 buttermilk pancakes with strawberries, whipped cream, and blueberries.
Fuck yeah! Fuck yeah! Fuck yeah! That's what the fuck I'm talking about! Fuck yeah! I'm gonna get that fucking shit!
Okay, we'll see you soon.
Yeah, I'm gonna fuck the most beautiful girl who's there. Is that you?
I'm sorry?
I'm gonna fuck the most beautiful girl there. Is that you? I'm a fucker while I eat. I do want to note that what I'm saying, I'm a veteran, is in parody for these. It's a parody. I in no way am attempting to perform an act of stolen valor. I detest people who do stolen valor. If you don't know what it is, look it up. Technically, what I'm doing is a felony. It's a felony to say that you're a former service member of the United States military without being so. But, again, this is just for parody. Thank you. And thank you, veterans, for your service. I'm sure any vets listening are enjoying this. I'm sure they wanted to be like, yeah, I'm going to get all the shit I can today. I would. Because I say I'm going to do that every birthday, and I never do it. It's the same thing. You get pretty much the same stuff on your birthday at all these places. They just extend it to all service members on this particular day of the year. I heard Applebee's is the best deal for this. They actually hook you up with a meal. Look at these. I mean, that IHOP one doesn't sound too bad, you know? Yeah, there's YouTube videos of people who, like, go around. They'll get their hands like, some military uniform or pieces of a military uniform. And they'll put it all together, like, with patches that don't make sense and shit like that. Or in the wrong places. And they'll wear it out in public. And I think what the major part of it is, a lot of people, like, you'll get, like, a free meal some places. Like, the boss will come out and say, oh, no, you don't have to pay. You know, or they'll get a lot of people saying thank you and this and that, or the girls give you a look, or people pick up your check and play, you know, restaurants and bars and stuff. And then there's the people who do it and they start, you know, asking for money. It's called, yeah, Stolen Valor. There's this one group in particular. They're former SEALs, a former female Marine SEAL and a guy, older guys. Like, they look like they're Vietnam or post-Vietnam era. So they're obviously retired. But they know their shit and they're SEALs, right? There's only, I don't know the exact number. I think it's 100-something SEALs. Or a few hundred-something SEALs, I think, that live. But it's really easy to trace the ranks. And it's really easy to find out. So I guess especially the big thing is that they ask, like, what school did you go to? Which school number did you graduate in? And usually like, oh, 52. Like, 52? They're usually like, 52, you'd be like 20 years old right now. Or et cetera, something like that. Just look up Stolen Valor on YouTube. It's pretty interesting. They actually go and they hunt these two people. They hunt them down and they confront them. And there's other ones off of that, like random, just a few compilation videos out there, pretty interesting, where people will, like, call them out and stuff. Like, there's one dude, he's a guy in the mall wearing, like, what looks like a legit uniform, but he's a little chunky for an army man, but whatever, alright, whatever. But then this guy who's actually in the army, I guess he's there shopping or with his kid or something. He was like, this patch, what patch is this? This doesn't make any sense. This is like a NATO patch. And why is it on your left shoulder down so low instead of your right shoulder up top where it's supposed to go? And why is this? And why that? And the guy starts stammering. He's like, you know? It's funny stuff. Anyway.
Morning Food Mart, may I help you?
Hey, how you doing?
Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I need $20 on pump 4.
Excuse me?
I need $20 on pump 4.
You have to be in the store to do that?
Well, I'm here. I'm here now.
Okay. I'm not understanding. Is this a joke or...
No, I'm here. I don't want to go inside. I have a broken ankle and it's snowing outside.
Nobody here. I think you might be calling the wrong store.
I'm calling the Chevron on... Yeah, I'm 436. This is you guys.
Okay, there's no cars outside.
Well, obviously, I'm here in my car right now. I don't know what you're talking about. Is there a man I can
Chevron,
talk to?
Chevron, we're a BP, not a Chevron.
Fuck! Can you transfer me to the Chevron, please?
I don't have the phone number to a Chevron.
You fucking bitch.
Americans on Lincoln, and there's Rick. How can I help you?
Hey, honey. I'd like to make an order.
What kind of order would you like to place?
I need 5 donuts.
I'm sorry?
5 donuts. I want to make sure you have them.
5 donuts?
Yeah.
Go over to the donut case, okay?
Okay, honey.
Give me 1 second.
All right, honey.
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
Hey, honey. Quick question. Do you have anything for vets today?
Sorry, what was that?
Do you have anything offered for vets today, real quick? Are you offering anything for vets today? It's Veterans Day.
Oh, no. We don't have any specials.
Shit!
For veterans. I'm sorry about
Shit!
That.
Shit! All right. I need 5 donuts, then. I want to make sure you have them. These kind.
What 5 donuts?
These kinds right here.
I'm sorry, what?
The kind right here that I'm showing you.
Okay, you're not showing me anything because we're on a phone.
Okay, well, I'm looking in my mirror, and I'm naked, and I have my ass spread out. So these donuts right here. Now she's telling the other girl who talked to me first. She's like, what, really? He seems so nice. Call me honey. Oh, you know what he said? Forget, I can't tell you right now. Right now it's like, you answer the phone. I'm not talking to him. Why?
I'm
Background Select, this is Rick. How can I help you?
Yeah, I had called about the five donuts, but she disconnected. I don't understand what happened.
Oh, I'm so sorry about that. What were the donuts you were looking for again?
These right here that I'm showing you.
You're showing me?
You don't have a viewer on your phone?
No, I'm sorry.
Oh,
no.
Okay, that's fine. You want me to, I can just tell you. I'm in the mirror, like looking in the mirror, and I have my back to it, and I have my clothes off, and I'm spreading my asshole real wide.
Oh, okay. That's very cute. Have a good day.
I think that's chocolate donut. That's what they get for not helping the vets. Fuck yeah! Chocolate donut. Oh, there's a B-dubs in this corner now. Who knew? So do I want to turn down Red Bug and head towards Evita or keep going down towards the airport? I'm going to take the airport route, guys! Woo! This road here is like Restaurant Row. I think it's rated as one of the most fast food on one road. One of them. It's up there. And the list I saw once. That the local newspaper was like, hey, look at us. We're on this list. We're in the top five. For being Orlando, Florida, it was up there with Vegas and shit. And this is a non-tourist area of Orlando. This is more like shit area. There's another 7-Eleven. Oh, I know this. I like this 7-Eleven. It's up on that little hill. It's dope. I used to buy Optimos at this one on my way to Andy's house after he got out of class. Andy's always like, we don't smoke blunts here. We smoke Optimos. Like, Optimos. They're like blunts, right? Blunt cigars that you know, rip and all that. Like you would with a Philly. But they had like this. They have this green tobacco leaf around it. So you get the thing wet and unwrap the leaf and put it aside. Then you do your ripping of the blunt and excretion of the tobacco and all that and the rolling of the joint, the rolling of the marijuana. And then you wrap it up again in the green leaf. Oh my God, it's awesome. It burns perfectly. It burns like it's in like one of those cellophane joints. Like it's like that, where it's just nice and compact. Slow burning, it tastes really good. It's really cool, and it looks really fucking cool because you got this big, you got a big blunt. Because they're actually like thicker around. You can make them bigger than you can a Philly, easier. Not that you can't with a Philly, but it's harder. But yeah, that's what I'm getting at. And I know it's easier now with blunt wraps and stuff, but there's an art. There's a certain art to actually having the cigar, the gar. Starting off with that. Good times. Good old college days. Yeah. Before the dark times. Before the marriage. Damn it! Busy phone number. How come 7-Eleven busy? I haven't had breakfast. And I need more caffeine. I'm gonna have to go to the car to get my caffeine. I got a 12-pack of Pepsi Max down there. Should be nice and cold. Nice place is super busy. I'll take a quick respite. Where are we at? We're an hour and 11 in. Still early. It's 8:30 now. It's around 8:45, 9 o'clock is when I feel comfortable calling businesses. Because there's enough people in. People are settled. They've had their coffee and their chocolate donuts. They put the coffee up their ass. What else I've asked for today? The vets have had their free breakfast already and are coming in now to work on their civilian jobs. Yeah, but I gotta get something to eat too. Fuck you guys, man. I gotta eat. I'm gonna run to McDonald's real quick. No, I can't do that. So actually, if I make something to eat for breakfast, my breakfast usually takes about 7 minutes to make. It's a 7-minute microwaved potato every morning. And I spray it with
like Pam, you know Pam, but the buttery flavored one. I spray just a little bit, so it's basically artificial butter flavor. Instead of using anything, instead of just glugging oil on it, I just do a quick spray over it. I'm not adding butter to it, but it tastes like butter. It's the same kind of butter you get, like if you go to KFC and you want butter for your biscuits, they give you this buttery tasting spread. It's the same shit in it. Anyway, that, and I put like two little pieces of Gouda cheese, like two cracker-sized pieces of Gouda cheese. The cheese I buy comes pre-cut. They're called cracker cuts. So they're those square, just the right size to fit on a saltine. I use two of those a day. I break it into pieces, maybe like four or five pieces per square, and I impregnate it all over the potato, you know, that I have microwave for 6 minutes and cut up and scored, right? I spray it with that. I do a little pinch of salt, and I add these 5-10 pieces of cheese like that. Not a lot of cheese. It's half of a serving on the package. Serving is 4 pieces. I'm using 2 daily, right? And then I microwave it again for a minute, and it's perfect. It's great. And I'll add some ketchup, maybe a little bit of ketchup, not much, just to give it some color. Or some sriracha. Or both. That's my breakfast every morning. And in about 2-3 hours after breakfast, I eat an apple. And that's it until lunchtime. Yeah, motherfuckers, breakfast. So I'm going to get that. I got to find prank calls to play. I've got a proper break here to play. It's a repeat of a break that we played 3 weeks ago. So I will move into that then.
Okay.
When we come back, I'll call businesses. Business Eye. Yay, I'll call businesses. Bye. Christ. All right. Change of plans. I'm not going to eat breakfast. Skipping breakfast. I know I was gone that long, but it took me that long to decide. Thank you. We'll make up with more prank calls. Yay! Here we tried that 7-Eleven that was busy earlier. And it's still busy! Are you on inside the Walmart or outside the Walmart?
No, this is inside the Walmart.
Oh, shit. That's what I'm talking about. I need one of these right here.
I'm sorry?
I need one of these right here.
You need one of what?
The one I'm pointing at.
I'm sorry?
The one I'm pointing at.
What are you pointing at?
My ass.
A what?
My ass. My ass.
Okay, you know that all the calls are recorded and monitored, right?
Got him.
Think it will report your number.
Got him. Got him. Got him. Gotcha. I gotcha. Well, that was a weird blue bear shuck and jive. Just. McDonald's records the calls.
Thank you for calling McDonald's. How may I help you?
I'm from the corporate office.
Okay, let me tell you something.
I'm from the corporate office, and I was calling to clarify something. We do not record all our calls. That's impossible. So you're fired now. listen to the calls. We don't record them, though. Oh, boy. Now, here's the one outside the Walmart. Yes, there are two McDonald's, one across from each other. You can see the sign of one from the other one. On the side of the Walmart building. But yes, there are two McDonald's. Isn't that ridiculous? Like, I understand a lot of these Walmarts have McDonald's inside them, but there's one right outside. It's right outside. Now you're just being lazy. Now you're just saying, I can't be bothered to go through the drive-thru across the street on my way out or on my way in. I have to eat it inside the store. First thing I gotta do is eat. First thing I gotta do is go to McDonald's and eat. I leave my grocery cart there on the side in the special area for people who get a grocery cart and leave it on the side next to the McDonald's entrance. I know what you're talking about. I've been that guy before. Then I go shopping. Then on my way out at the register, I can order my menu to take home. My whatever I want to take home. Yes, you can. But that shit about stopping in the McDonald's that's in the same parking lot that you pass on the way to get to the little exit? Yeah.
Castleberry McDonald's, this is Sam speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, honey. Are you inside the Walmart or outside the Walmart?
We are the one located outside of the Walmart.
Oh, good, because it's ridiculous. You can see the one from the other. Oh, my God.
Say that again. I'm sorry.
You can see the one from the other.
How's it looking?
Not good. I needed to make an order.
Okay.
Okay. One of these right here.
What were you looking for?
This one right here. The one I'm pointing at. Can you put that Hispanic man on the phone, please? That's my cousin. Tell him Jose's on the line. It's my cousin.
What do you want, Jose?
Can you just put him on the phone? I have to talk to him. I was calling to joke around. I thought it was him. I'm sorry. Can you...
Okay. Do you really want to talk to him?
Yeah. Let me talk to Cuzzo.
Okay.
Carlos.
Jose.
Hello.
Carlos.
Hey.
¿Qué pasó? Hey. Maricón, ¿qué pasó?
¿Qué me habla?
Hijo puta.
Ah, mi madre, señor.
Mira, te voy a chingar la madre, ¿oíste?
Ajá.
Ahora mismo estoy chingando tu madre.
¿De verdad?
Yeah, I'm fucking your mother. Yeah, it's good, too. Can I make
dile
an order?
Que mira, cuando termine, dile que le mandé los chavos en Anco.
Okay.
Que los recoja, que ya se los mandé, ¿oíste?
Oh, bueno. Perfecto, se lo digo. All right. Que Dios te bendiga.
Bye.
He just said that when I'm done fucking his mom, to tell her to go pick up the money at Amscot, because he already sent it to her. Wow. He was like, yeah, fuck my mom. He must not like his mom. But then, that's contradicted with the fact that he sent money to Amscot for her. So, I don't know what's going on.
Thank you for calling Bible Institute. Mm-hmm. Changing Castle Bears. Mike speaking. How can I help you today?
Yeah, I'd like to make an order.
What's that?
I'd like to make an order.
An order for what?
One oil change.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
Right now, do you have synthetics or something you can upgrade that to? How does that work?
So the way that is you just drive through. It's a drive-up service. There's no appointment necessary.
No, I don't need that. I just want to go ahead and make an order for it, and I'll come pick it up.
Pick up oil?
Well, the oil change. I'll come pick it up, the whole package. When do I have to do the radiator flush on a 99 Honda Accord? How often?
I'd have to pull everything up by VIN number.
Well, come on, go ahead. No, you don't. You can look up a 99 Honda Accord. What's the mileage? What's the...
One second.
Shit. Hey, honey.
Excuse me?
Yeah, hey, honey. How are you? I wanted to make an order.
An order?
Mm-hmm.
Of what sort?
One order of oil change.
What are you looking to order?
The oil change. I'm just going to come by and pick it up.
Well, I guess we don't necessarily sell, like, oil changes that you can pick up, but we do perform oil changes at this location.
Yeah, but then I have to wait. No, I don't really have that time, you know? I'm kind of in a rush today, so I just wanted to go figure it out, pick it up, take care of it at home.
I hear you. Unfortunately, we don't sell loose oil, and neither do we.
Well, you're a motherfucker then, aren't you? You're stupid.
I suppose.
Yeah, fuck you.
Have a nice day.
All right, bye. I hope you have a bad day. Happy Veterans Day.
Puerto Rico, yes, speaking.
Yeah, I'm trying to make an order for tropical chicken.
Excuse me?
Is this tropical chicken?
This is Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's the one. I need to make an order.
Hello,
for...
I can barely hear you.
I want to make an order for later, coño.
Excuse me?
I want to make an order to pick up later.
Okay, you want to make an order, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So, are we like?
Yeah, I need 5 half chickens.
Okay.
All right, then 5 sides of red beans.
Okay.
And 5 white rices. Okay, and then
okay.
I don't want any Puerto Ricans putting their dirty hands and fingers all over the food.
Good for that, because we're not going to serve you for saying that.
Mierda, I'm coming in anyway.
Hey, do whatever you want.
Do you have Cubans that can make the food? You have Cubans that can make the food better?
I'm not going to get into that.
Yeah, you got Cubans
you
make the food better.
Day, right, buddy?
Cubans make the food better. Happy Veterans Day. Well, like Dominicans say that shit. Dominicans are always like, we make better plantains. We make better food. We got better music. We got better pussy. They like, Dominicans will straight up, you'll be having a conversation with a white person. You're Puerto Rican. And you're having a conversation with a white person and they're all like, yeah, I'm thinking about going to Puerto Rico. What can you tell me about Puerto Rico? Like, oh, yeah, you can do this, you can do that. It's nice here. And they're like, oh, wow, that's cool, that's cool. They're getting into it. And a Dominican will hear it, and he'll, like, interject himself in your conversation. This has happened to me twice. And they go, no, man, you don't want to go to Puerto Rico, man. Man, Dominican Republic, man, you get the pussy, man. You get the these, and the beer is better and cheaper, man. And the music is better, and the beach is better, and fuck Puerto Rico, man. It's like, hey, that's real fucking, like, it's awkward for Puerto Ricans. If you can imagine how upfront and in your face Puerto Ricans are in white people's business, how it feels like sometimes, imagine a race of people that makes Puerto Ricans feel like that. That's a Dominican. When he's really, he or she's really Dominican now. And the women, too. Just as bad. And they're really, they're blacks. Anyway, you gotta watch them. All right, more fast food. I'm not exaggerating. This has happened to me twice. It's fucking one. The last time was this Dominican guy, last job I had in Florida. He did that shit. I was like, seriously, like, you're being so Dominican right now. Seriously, that's what he was doing. Thank you. What's up with Burger King not answering the phone anymore, like, at all? They've completely stopped. Any Burger King I've tried to call for the last 3 months, no stretch. Except for the one that said they didn't have the Halloween burger because they weren't a true franchise store. So apparently they're not in the same phone system that all these Burger Kings are sharing now that it's, like, impossible to get through. It always goes to, like, one of those voicemail boxes. Fuck. Oh, shit, Los Portales. I've been there a lot of times for their shit. They got really good Colombian food here. And this used to be, like, the only place you could really watch World Cup soccer. Oh, I saw a few of the 98 World Cup soccer games here. Where was 98? Was in France, I think. I remember seeing a few of them, because since it was Colombian, you could see the games there. Now you can see it all over the place. Soccer, football sure has come up. Every World Cup, it gets bigger and bigger. Especially in the last two. What would really do it is if the United States had another World Cup like we did in 92, but fucking... I guess you got to be a corrupt Russian or a fucking corrupt Arab from Qatar to be able to win that. Hey! What? Oh, it's a message. Puta! Puta! They're closed until today. They're closed today for Veterans Day. Really? Los Portales is closed for Veterans Day. Okay. Okay, maricón. Where am I here? I'm on Howell Branch in 436. I'm trying to remember. I remember I bought my wrestling shoes around this area at a sports store, a big sports store chain that's no longer in business even anymore. Like before Sports Authority and shit. I don't remember what that store was. Here's 7-Eleven. I like the idea of the ordering pump number 4. No, you can't do that, man. The one guy. No, man, you can't do that, man. You got Komasar, man. Yeah, I need to... You have the station there with the hot dogs, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to feed 20 people on my construction site, so can I tell you what I need just to make sure you have it ready?
Give me a second.
Okay! There's a T-Mobile store. I got my G1, the first Android device. I got it on release day. I want to say that was 2008. T-Mobile store right across the street from here. Oh, there's a store. I got to call that Starbucks. Yeah, fuck yeah. Oh, shit, and I missed the Publix, too. I got to go back. We gotta do a U-turn here, guys. We gotta go back to the Publix. God damn it! Store's busy. I hear the door opening and closing. Ding dong.
Thank you for calling Publix, located at Castleberry Commons. If you know your party's extension number, you may dial it at any time. For the bakery, press 1. Deli, press 2.
Yeah,
and
hi.
Food, press
I'm
3.
Here. I'm waiting
for
on you.
For all other service departments, press 4. For
can you take that? Can you help me out now with that? The food?
Yeah.
Okay. So I need $20 on pump 4.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
Huh?
$20 on pump 4.
Okay, I can't put that.
Put it in the computer.
We can't.
Why not?
Are you serious?
Yeah, I need $20 on pump 4.
Well, you have to come pay first.
Well, I'm doing a prepay.
You can't do that.
Why not?
You know what? Thank you. Have a good day.
Come on, motherfucker, you. Oh, I got the slam. Yeah, when did... I don't know. I'm trying to think. In this part of Florida, you couldn't prepay after 9/11 it stopped. When gas hit that price, the post 9/11 price, that ended. You can, I think it might have been before. No, there was that one gas crisis hike like in 99 or early 2000. That's when it happened. You could no longer, you know, fuel up and then go inside and pay. You used to be able to do that, which I like because I like to just always fill up the tank, right? And this is before I really had a debit card and stuff. But back then, before that, I could fill up the tank and go back and, you know, pay that exact amount. Because the places that didn't do that, I would have to go and say, like, all right, let me get $20 a pump 4. I'd go walk outside of pump 4. I'd fill up. It'd end up being like $18 and change. And I'd have to go back inside to get the $18. It's just a big pain in the ass. Let's call that Publix. I got a lot of shit to do. Order the gas like at a track? Like what? Like a trifecta? I don't know how to order that. For the bakery, I don't know how to do this. One. My dad would, but he's an press asshole. Two. He's a piece of
prepared
shit.
Prepared foods, press 3. One moment, please.
Oh, they get mad if you call to order Publix sub at this time in the morning. Like, man, we don't got the shit out yet, man. Oh.
Hey, we're calling you Publix, like Castleberry Commons. This is Rick. How can I help you?
Yeah, I need to make an order.
Sure, what are you looking to pick up?
I need one of these right here.
One of these right here, meaning?
What I'm pointing at. On the picture.
Sir?
Yeah, you guys have... Do you have anything for Veterans Day?
Veterans Day?
Anything
going on? Not that I'm aware of. I don't believe we have any specific deals for Veterans Day. Our sale ads run for a whole week, so we do have Veterans Day sales, but nothing
in
particular
like
just
some places,
for the day.
Some places are doing the free this, free that. Do you have a free cookie for Veterans Day, maybe?
Well, I mean, we always have free cookies available at the bakery because we cook them every day. But
well,
as far
some.
As I know, I don't have anything free today. I can check for you real quick if you'd like. I could double check.
Well, how long is it going to take? A while, right?
No, like for me, I just call the manager, see if there's any deals on Veterans Day, and then I get back on the phone, probably like 20 seconds.
Okay, go ahead.
Sir. Yes. No, I do not have any specific sales or free items or anything to give away for Veterans Day. All my sales are a week long, and so the sales that are in place all week. All
right, so I'll just give you my order, and I'll come pay for it. Shit.
Okay, and what are you looking to order today?
Okay, I need the one small box of Fruit Loops.
One small what?
Box of Fruit Loops. I need one container of the cold Claussen whole dill pickles.
All right, I'm going to have to put you on hold, sir. I'm actually in the deli. I can't do any of the personal shopping stuff. If you have an order for lunch meat, subs, fried chicken, I can take that for you right now.
All
right,
can I get one of these from the deli?
Sure. What are you looking at?
This one right here.
Sir, I can't actually see what you're pointing at. Do you have any?
I'm not looking. I'm looking in the. You know, I'm looking at this here. Like I'm showing you here. This. I'm pointing at it now. Now I'm pointing at it. This right here, circling it around.
But you know, there's no way for me to actually see what you're pointing at, right?
You don't have a camera phone?
Well. I don't. You're calling a store. You know you're calling a Castleberry Commons Publix deli. I'm standing in a deli on a phone.
I'm on Skype.
We don't Skype from this location.
Shit. Okay. Well, yeah. I can tell you what it is then.
Yeah. So hit me. What is it?
It's like this black girl and she's got a big ass. Just turning around. I'm on Skype. No, I'm not. But I could be. I could be Dwight and I'd be on Skype. For now. Well, fuck. I guess I can't prank a place to say I want a box of Fruit Loops and this and that. Pieces of shit. These Publixes are so good. They're such a good store. They have personal shoppers now. That's dope. Probably got to pay more, but... That'd be cool. Yeah, that'd be great. I mean, I'm going to get me this. I'll go pick it up. But there's a store chain up here that lets you, you can order your shit online. And they put it in a cart and they put it in a room that's a big refrigerated room. And then you literally just pull up to the side of the building. You tell them, yeah, I'm Cross. I'm like, oh, hey, Cross. And you pay for your car. They bring the food out to you, and I think they put it in your car. And then you pull a knife out, and you put it up to the throat of the girl, and you're like, you come home with me, motherfucker. And she thinks you're going to, like, kill her or rape her and shit. But it's you just want her to put away the groceries for you, too, as a joke. And then you take her back. And she's all, like, mortified for the rest of her life. And you probably end up, you know, at least with attempted kidnapping and shit, but... Hey, you got your groceries put away for you. Fucking shit. Because you're a veteran. That's how veterans think. This is La Abundancia Bakery, the Abundance Bakery. A simple Latin American baker shop, cafe, offering assorted Colombian treats and savory dishes. Where's the Colombians in this area? Is this Little Colombia now? Fuck, that's nasty. Those nasty corn-eating motherfuckers, though. Eating every part of the fucking pig, motherfuckers. Hey, how you doing?
Hello?
How are you doing?
I'm not speaking English.
Oh, shit. Does someone speak English? He said, oh, shit. He dijo, oh, shit. Nope. I can't do that like Brad does it. Starting to get tired of this shit. Here's the next one. Outlet. Monarch Jewelry. The Elite Vein Care Center.
Very important to us. Please wait for the next available agent. Or press 0 to...
Saren, can you hold, please?
Is this the Elite Vein Care Center?
Yes, can you hold, please?
Did they go to... Did they, are they on service, or is this the actual location?
No, this is the actual office, but can you hold, please?
How long do you think it'll be?
Not very long.
Like a few minutes, or less, do you think?
Maybe 2 minutes, I'm not sure.
Like two whole minutes, or up to like 3?
I'm sorry?
Like 2 whole minutes, you think? Or you think just like up to like...
I actually can get somebody right now for you, okay?
Oh, snap.
Hold on just a moment.
Okay, cool, thanks.
Thank you for holding. This is Sabrina speaking. How can I help you?
Yeah, hi, this is Vein Care.
I'm sorry?
This is Vein Care? Vein Care? You care?
Yes, well, we specialize in that as well, but this is a Winter Park Family Practice.
Well, this is Elite Vein Care.
Yeah.
I got a referral from my doctor.
Okay.
For vein care. I have a problem with my main vein.
Okay, so are you needing to schedule an appointment?
Yeah, well, I want to make sure it's a male doctor, not a female.
It is not. The person who does the treatment is a female.
Well, because this is my penis vein. You're telling me that the woman's going to see my penis?
Are you being referred here for an ultrasound or?
Well, my penis, how the penis has that vein, the big vein, the main vein?
Yes.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Have you seen one up close?
Yes, I do.
You've seen one up close?
Give
When you kiss your...
Yes, sir. Give me just a moment.
When you kiss your boyfriend, very special, a special kiss, you know?
No, sir.
You don't do that?
Give me just a moment.
Okay, no problem. Okay, well, everyone hung up there. No, we won't end the show yet. I'll keep going. Nah, this is a little strip plaza I used to go to a lot. There should be a Denny's here. I'm looking for it, but it must have gone out of business. There used to be a Denny's here, at least. Then there's a Chinese buffet I used to go to a lot here, but it doesn't show up with a number either. Must have closed. The bodega's here still, though. Let's see. Is it? Or maybe I have the wrong plaza. No, this is the right plaza. There's friendly confines. Habanero's Mexican. No, that's the Mexican place. And then this here is the... what used to be the Puerto Rican-style Chinese food. Fusion Puerto Rican-Chinese food. It was really good. Yeah, there's a Polish deli up in this motherfucker now. What the fuck? There used to be a bodega here in a really shitty but very close to work Chinese buffet. Let's see what the street view shows me. This is July 2015, so it should give me a good idea. Alright, the Denny's is still there. There's a Denny's building as of July. Still says Denny's, still has cars parked there. It looks open. There's friendly confines. There's the head shop. Oh, yeah. Looks like the bodega and the Chinese place are gone. I'm looking at it, and they completely... there's construction going on in July right there where they used to be. And this is retail space for lease. Oh, wow. They kicked out the Chinese people and the bodega. Fuck. Wow. They completely redid that plaza. Okay. Oh, never mind. That used to be my playground. And I doubt La Granja's open now. Doesn't say. They just make chicken now. Well, let's see if they're there. They're probably getting the chickens ready. I'm going to say I want to fuck a chicken. We'll do that again. Yay, because we love recycling old ideas here. So then, I'm not even seeing the auto parts.
Hello. Here. Please leave a message after the tone.
The Granja's closed. The auto... oh, okay, the auto parts is still there. I was going to say, I didn't think that would leave. There's the Sam's Club across the street. The Little Caesars. I used to stop there after work all the time for their $5 shit pizza. Shout out to Jack Masterson and his calls regarding those. Indian restaurant, no. Well, here's University Boulevard. I will continue as if I'm going to University. I'm trying to think what was. That's what I want to do. I want to see if I can find... I talked about recently this convenience store that used to be like in the middle of a neighborhood where the guy used to sell a lot of beer. I was talking about was talking about this. This guy was fucking badass. He ended up getting shot in the chest. Let's see if I go up Lakemont, past the hospital, just past the school, take a left on Palmer. There's the Y. I forget if I passed the Y or not. God damn, it was like two YMCs were close to each other. Anyway, all right, I'm going to pass Palmer. Down, keep taking Palmer. There's the curve. There's Loopy Loop. North Park. I'm remembering this. It's going to be a right-hand turn here in a second. There we go. There's a car wash there now. That's new. This is a crematorium now. That does not bode well. That sucks. Now I really don't want to move back to Florida. I thought about saying I want to move back to Florida and talk to my wife about it, but the more I think about it, the more I left there for a reason because it was shitty at the time. It's gotten a little better, but I kind of still don't think I like the people there. All right, well, here it is. I'm looking at it on Google Maps, and it looks like it's still open. It's another case of this now, where it looks like it's open still to me. Yeah, the cold beer, cigarettes, blah, blah, blah guy. There he's there. Park Avenue, Deli. All right. Oh, there's a phone number. There's a phone number right on the sign. I don't know if that's the laundromat next door, which is owned by the same guy anyway. Probably rings both the same one. That'd be my guess. He wouldn't have a phone in both. This guy, dude, me and him bonded. The guy who ended up buying this place, he's really fucking cool guy. You know, maybe I didn't have this conversation with you guys. I think I had it at work. But there was this little tucked in the middle of nowhere. I used to take all these back roads in Orlando to get to work. Like, I took a highway at one point, and then it spilled out into a main road, and then a bunch of back roads and lefts and rights, and I would cut through a hospital, all this stuff. But it was, I proved it after, throughout years, 4 years of working at this place, that it was the fastest, most direct route to get there. And I passed some really cool places. I passed a McDonald's, Burger King, I could stop at a ton of gas stations going each way. I passed a head shop, which is kind of useful on my way home from work. And then this place here was like right before it started. I came out of this neighborhood, and now it kind of curved and merged onto a busy street, and I took a quick left to get through the black neighborhood, and then I'd be at work from the backside. I get through the back, through the black side, I would say to myself. But yeah, this guy here, it used to be this guy named Muhammad. Muslim guy named Muhammad. Cool dude. I might have said this story to you guys. How she used to make the egg sandwiches for me and stuff. She's a really cool lady. And the guy got robbed. And the guy, he came out. The wife got robbed. He was in the back. He saw what's happening as they were leaving. They were getting in the car. And he went to the door and stood there, was like, "Ah, fuck you, motherfucking N-words," he said to them. And the guy was like, "What?" And he shot at him. And it hit him, like, in the upper left shoulder, kind of. Like, but more towards the torso. Like, back, I don't know, whatever. And more in the pectoral, right in the shoulder joint area. And he stood there, like, he didn't even go down or nothing. He waited until the ambulance got there. So the cop was like, "Damn, he took a slug. He took a really hard fucking shot. He's got balls," but they ended up selling it. Like, the wife was
sorry,
not cool.
"You have reached a number that has been disconnected."
Yeah, they are out of business. Fuck. When was this picture was taken in 2014. It must be recently then. Within the last year, they closed this place finally. I knew they were going to close. It was a horrible location. And the guy told me, he's like, "The only reason I think this place was making money was because he had an open policy where the three local high schools knew that this was the place to get beer. If you were under 18, he would sell it to you." He said that he calculated it was a certain significant percentage, maybe 30%, 40%. Of the guy's business, he calculated was that because he saw the difference. Like he took this over. He bought the building from the guy. It's a laundromat next door. You know, it's a laundromat on one side. The other side is this convenience store. He bought it from him. He saw the numbers about how much money it made. He said there were legit numbers, and he said within a week afterwards, after he started turning away people, like he noticed once one person came in asking for beer. And he's like, "I got to see an ID." And they're like, "What are you talking about? Like, Muhammad lets us all the time. Where's Muhammad at?" He's like, "Muhammad don't fucking work here no more. It's my place now. Get the fuck out of my store." And he said, like, the beer sales, like, dropped really fast. He's like, "Oh, shit. That must have been, like, 30% of the guy's fucking business was selling beer to minors." So that would explain the shitty location, but the place had been there for decades, and that's why. The guy was making money off of selling beer to kids. So he was a local hero. At least if I was 18, 17, 16, 20, 19, he'd be my hero. Anyway, now that story's done, we all know that it's out of business. Now I will awkwardly attempt to zoom back out. There we go. Look at that. We took that side trip for nothing.
Call.
Hi. I need a transportation.
Sure. One moment.
Thank you for calling. Please wait while we connect you to the next available agent.
For quality assurance, your call may be monitored or recorded.
I'm blocking out so it doesn't get out, the name of the business, but now I'm curious who this is.
Customer service, this is Joanne. How can I help you?
What? Who is this? What company is this? I was calling for transportation and translation services.
Yes, this is what that is.
Oh, what company is this?
The group.
The group.
Yes, sir.
Since when is the group this company?
We've been this company for about a year now.
Where's
we used to be, but we got bought out.
You got bought out?
Yeah, we got a different owner to the company now.
So, isn't the owner of the company anymore?
No, sir.
What happened? Was the business doing bad?
I'm not too sure on the aspect. He just sold it.
Failed. Yeah, failed. I win. In your face. In your face.
Huh. Okay, well, is there anything I can help you with?
I have a referral.
Okay. Is it a patient that we've provided service with before?
Yeah. He needs a ride in a car up his asshole.
Okay, sir, are you joking with me right now or
I'm a friend of
but he's not here, but you keep saying all these things to me and I don't know what you want me to do.
Because I've been drinking. I don't know. Where's all the people that used to be there? Where's DT?
There's everybody. DT still transports for us.
Oh, fuck. That's awesome. Cool.
Okay. Do you want to speak to my manager or my supervisor?
Did Jacobo die? What happened to Jacobo?
There's nobody here. We have Kim as our manager, and we have Mark as our supervisor. So you could either speak to one of them if you want.
What do you mean there's nobody there anymore at all?
We have new employees. I've only been here for 2 years. We have other people. So, I don't know if you want to enter in a service that I could help you with.
Yeah,
or
what? Does Jacobo still ride for you guys?
No, he doesn't.
Where's he at?
I have no idea.
Oh, man. Okay. Is Neil still driving for you guys?
Neil, yes.
Who's
am I speaking with?
Who's that Haitian guy that I hated so much?
I have no idea. Who am I speaking with?
I don't want to tell you my name.
Okay, so
DeCoste.
I can't help you with anything, and you're going to keep insulting the company, then I'm just going to hang up on you.
DeCoste.
Bye.
DeCoste.
Have a good day.
DeCoste! Well, that made my year. That made my last 10 years. Sold the company. Told you 10 years ago, you fuck. Should have listened to old Carlito, your old pal. He'd be doing fine right now. The original Brooklyn Water Bagel Company? Did they bring the water from Brooklyn? Is that their fucking gimmick? Sounds like it probably is. Let me look at their site. Brooklyn Water Bagels. Unless it's a water bagel. Alright, there's a link here that says the water real big. Let's find out. They use their own proprietary water treatment system known as Brooklyn Waterworks. The original Brooklyn Water Bagel Company can successfully replicate the natural composition of the water that flows through the Catskill Mountains in upstate New York into the homes of Brooklyn residents. Imagine that. Ridiculous. Here's their website.
Hi, I'm Vinny, the chief bagel craftsman for the Brooklyn Water Bagel Company. I'm going to show you how we do our maple cinnamon brown sugar bagel today. It's made with a pure egg bagel, New York style. We dip it into maple syrup, and then it gets dipped into our maple brown sugar mix.
Then you put it up your ass, and you piss in the dough. You don't wash your hands after you take a shit, and you mix it all up with your fingers. You throw in some medical waste, some condoms, and you got Brooklyn Water Bagel.
Hello, the original Brooklyn Water Bagel. This is Jessica. How may I help you?
So you have a system that makes the water just like it's from Brooklyn? Really? I don't like the way he's talking to me.
Wonderful day at the original Brooklyn Water Bagel. Can you hold for a moment?
So you have water that comes from Brooklyn?
I'm sorry?
You have the water that comes from Brooklyn?
Do I have water?
The water you use comes from Brooklyn? From Brooklyn? The water comes from Brooklyn?
No. The water does not come from Brooklyn. We emulate the process from Brooklyn. It's like we use water from Florida, but it's the same process.
Does it have Jew tears in it, like the Brooklyn water?
I don't believe so.
Well, that's a problem. You need to add some Jew tears. It's a bagel, for fuck's sake.
Okay.
Because them Jews, you know? Taking everything, running everything. Is this a Jewish place or an Italian place?
I believe it's Jewish owned.
Oh, fuck. Forget it. I'm out.
All right.
See ya. Bye. Today's has been quick, fast, juvenile calls. It's been fun, guys. And I mentioned how happy I am now that the place I used to work for got bought out. That's another one off the list. Well, I didn't mean like that. I mean, check. That was me checking off a list. That was not me loading a shotgun or pumping or whatever you call it. I didn't think in my mind. I got to think who else is left out of the companies I dealt with. That one. Albertsons is out of business. Food Lion's out of business. In Florida, at least. I'll count that as a win since they pulled out of the Florida market. That's my high school right there. I did part-time work at Kmart twice. Once while I worked there, once while I was on Madhouse, you know, in the recent era, in the last 10 years. And that store is definitely out of Florida. They're pulled out. Pulled out, pulled out! Let me think. That lady's like, you just insulting us here? I'm like, yeah. She wanted to know my name so she could bring it up to someone. Like, do you know a so-and-so that used to work here? They might have someone old enough that remembers. Like, yeah, that's the guy. That's the guy that said that we were going to go out of business in 10 years. I think I told the owner, I said he had 5 years left. He got really upset at that. And like 2 months later, I was gone. I was just being frank during a fucking conference meeting we were all having. I was like, I give us 5 years, I said. They're all like, how did you say him? He's here. The CEO's here. And you said that? I was like, yeah, fuck it. I keep it real. I kept it real, all right. All the way to the unemployment line. But I milked the fuck out of that unemployment too, man. Well, this is interesting. Let me confirm something. Ha ha! Well, I was looking for I was going through my head, and I knew, okay, this place went out of business. But, and I came up to one, I was like, oh, I know that place hasn't gone out of business yet. And I looked for the number on Google Maps, couldn't find it. So I did a search on Google, and it says here an article in June that they is planning a sale to a Baton Rouge company. Yeah! Yeah, we did it again! Yeah! There's another one. This is a great day. This is the second place that fired me that I found out today has been bought out. Yeah, yeah. Woo! Yeah, man. Celebrate. The CEO declined to comment on the bankruptcy or the sale plan. Wow. That was one. They're so Republican. This is where I worked at when 9/11 happened, and I was listening to Howard Stern. And I used to get glares because I listened to Howard Stern at work because they were all Republicans, I remember. And they're all like, oh, there's a fucking kid that listens to Howard Stern. How do you even get a job here? And they were all listening to Howard Stern the day that 9/11 happened. Yeah! Woo! Because they were all listening because I was the only one that had the street beat. Oh, this place is horrible. This place was so crushing. I think I was 21, 22 when I worked at this place. Oh, it was so demoralizing. This place here, in order to get an unemployment, I said, I can't work here anymore. It's destroying me. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to sit here and not work and chill and browse websites all day. But when people come around, I'll make it look like I'm working. And at some point they'll say, hey, you're not working. Like, what the fuck? We're going to fire you. We're going to let you go. And then I'm just going to say, well, I tried. And I'll get unemployment. I didn't even know if it was going to work. And it fucking works. That unemployment I milked for like a year and a half. Because it was right when 9/11 happened. And there were so many people unemployed in Florida and federally. And they had all these extensions to unemployment, temporary extensions. I think I ended up almost 2 years on unemployment that time. No, bullshit. It was almost a year, I'm sorry. But man, that was a fun fucking year. That whole year, shit. I was living at home, my parents at that point again. I moved back with my parents, so all I did was fucking smoke and fucking drink. I drank a lot, and like there was a few months there where my routine was I would get up, I would wake and bake around 11 o'clock in the morning, maybe noon, right? I would turn on the local talk station, the real radio that had, it's not like news talk and shit. It's like fun, like Howard Stern shock jock talk all day back then. That's what it was. I would listen to the Monsters of the Midday, and I would, around 3 p.m. would be the replay of the previous night's screensavers with Leo Laporte back when it was on, you know, that's the old Tech TV and the old ZDNet days. So that will come on at 3. I was like, fuck yeah. So I would play Halo on my computer. I would watch Tech TV. And then usually I would put Mallrats, the movie Mallrats, the Kevin Smith movie. I would put it in the DVD player that I bought for $25 at Walmart on Christmas Day, on Black Friday. And it would just keep repeating. I memorized the movie Mallrats. And then I was like, well, I got to check these other ones out. I started out in the Kevin Smith esque universe. I started out with Mallrats. Like, I had heard about Clerks, you know, my two friends, Andy and Mike, Mike was a film major, so he was really into Clerks and stuff, when we were still in high school and it came out. But I didn't really pay attention to it. I saw Mallrats, I was like, this movie's awesome. Then I saw Clerks and said, this is even better. Then I saw Chasing Amy, I was like, this sucks. Yeah, but Dogma was good. But yeah, that was my life for like a year. But I made it a point. Before my mom came home, I swept the floor in the kitchen. I prepped dinner. I let her cook it because my mom was fucking a beast cooking dinner. There was no way I was going to cook my mom's dinner. She wouldn't let me anyway. A, because I was her baby. B, because she was the fucking Puerto Rican cooking ninja. But I prepped it all. Like, she would say, hey, cut up that chicken. You know how to cut up that chicken, right? Be careful with your fingers. She'd always freak out. I cut up the chicken. I'd sweep the floor. I'd do the dishes. We didn't have a dishwasher, so I had to hand wash them all. So I pulled my weight, you know. Man, that was a fun, fun time. Except for my girlfriend at the time. She was a bitch. Let's call her. Yeah, let's call her. She's on Facebook still. And she recently got engaged, so congratulations. I know she's not listening, fucking bitch. But she's cool. She's alright. You know, it's alright. I moved on. I'm married. I got kids. It's all good. Yes, I guess we can't call that bank that I used to work at since they're done. gone out of business. I can't believe that. And I recently looked them up, and their site was still, it was still resolving. Man, this place, they were such fucking, they were so stupid at this bank. So yeah, this bank, I literally spent 2 weeks, right? And all I did was read Star Wars Attack of the Clones spoilers. and hang out on Drudge Report. I trying to remember what else about it. I remember that. I remember it was Star, it was Episode 2 spoilers all the fucking time. I remember at one point they're like, yeah, so IT got with us and they say you're surfing a lot and here are the sites, and they're like theforce.net, StarWars.com, Star Wars this, Star Wars that, Drudge Report, OrlandoSentinel.com. Like, yeah. Like, yeah, so could you maybe not do that anymore? Could you think you could? They're like, oh, yeah. I didn't stop surfing. I played a lot of Minesweeper, I remember. I played a lot of Solitaire. So after 2 weeks, they hailed the intervention. They're like, we're giving you a written warning. You know, the next time, this could lead up to a termination. You have 30 days to improve your output, your quality, you know, your work quality, and all this. We need to see you close this many cases in 30 days. Like, oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. I didn't even listen. I didn't even make it. I think I made it like 10 more days, and they're finally like, all right, he really doesn't give a shit. See ya. But I hadn't taken any vacation, so I cashed in like 2 weeks vacation, 2 weeks of sick time. And I went on unemployment. They tried to fight the unemployment. They're like, yeah, like we had to get let go of him because he wasn't working enough. And I remember like the guy called me on unemployment. He's like, so they said you didn't work enough. Like, I worked as hard as I could. He's like, so you worked to the best of your ability? Yes. Okay, that's all I need to hear. Have a good day. And that was it. So they like totally sided with the worker in that case. They're like, ah, fuck. I guess the state of Florida, it's like that. They take the worker side. Thank God they do, because there's no unions in Florida. Man, I'm talking a lot. Anyway, I'm stalling while I look for a number here to see if someone is taking calls for these people. Because this was in July. I presume maybe they still, you know, still taking call machines. Nah, it's not as fun. Yeah, it's not as fun to do that. But, yeah, so let me rack my brain. Let's see who's next on the list of things. I know the company used to work at, they got bought out by a big national conglomeration. They don't exist anymore. Yeah, because after this job here was the last one we called that's out of business, so that we can scratch that off. The next place I've already called several times in the past, I usually call them with Matt. They're a certain company. I'm not going to get into it because I know for a fact. Well, let me double check. Just to make sure. But we called them, I'm going to say maybe, well, we probably called them a year ago. And see if their website's still up. Website is still up. Doesn't mean anything. Yeah, they look like they're still open. It says open today. Etc. Yeah, I don't feel like messing with them. Their website has a picture of that dopey guy that used to work over there. That's awesome. I'm a technician. Let's see. After this place was a company I know that's never going to go out of business. They're open still. It's a call center. I can't call. Well, I could try to call the call center, but I don't know what contracts they handle now, you know? It's one of those companies that handles different contracts for different companies. Mega conglomeration. I think there's only one in the country, so you guys probably know who I'm talking about already. That's where I was working for a while. Worked there a year and a half. After that, let's see. I don't know. I'm bored with this anyway. I'm going to go. I'm sorry to keep you guys hanging, talking so long and not do a call. For so long. You know, I know that's bullshit. You guys, some of you are probably like, oh, he's going to do one more. All right, I'll do one more then. I'll do one more and this is it. For those of you who hung on to the end, thank you for doing so. I ended up in New Smyrna Beach for some reason. All right, well, I don't know what to do here. We can call my old bait shop I used to go to, huh? How about that? Let's do that. Found it. Let's see if they answer. Yeah, you got live bait machines?
We have what?
Live bait machines?
I guess.
You have the machines to hold the bait?
Oh, no? What is a machine to hold a bait?
Well, where you put them in now, they're alive, right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, because you have either have frozen bait or you got the live machine, the machine that keeps them alive.
A bait tank?
Sure, yeah, whatever you call it, it's a machine, isn't it?
No, it's not a machine.
You told me it's not a machine. It doesn't take electricity. It doesn't have moving parts. Nothing that makes it go. It just sits there like that.
Yeah,
well, you're a woman, so you don't understand. Do you have mullet?
That's very offensive.
Do you have mullet?
I have mullet. Don't get angry.
Does your pussy smell like mullet? Right. Now I can leave. I'm out of here. Y'all have a fucked up day. Happy Veterans Day, motherfuckers. Yeah. If you're a veteran, go out and get some free shit on Carlito.